This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a lot about the current level of disarray in the global trading economy that's a bit confusing, right? Which country has tariffs on what? Who gets exempted? And what is it all going to mean? Luckily for us, we've got a series designed for exactly this situation. Your questions, our answers, a little thing we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer... By brain work and blade
work. Today's question comes from Richard Cole. He's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and here it is. Please provide a clear and precise definition of the term trade war. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is now, and maybe forever, on the trade beat.
I get Richard's frustration. There's actually a pretty good reason for it.
There's no official definition of what a trade war is.
Doug Irwin is a trade historian at Dartmouth College.
It's not even really an official term that's used by economists or others.
It's a term people use to describe the back and forth between countries trying to restrict each other's trade. So one country imposes, say, tariffs or quotas, some kind of barrier to restrict imports, and then the affected country responds with their own restrictions.
And then you get into the cycle of one country imposing barriers, the other country retaliating, and it sort of spins out of control.
Irwin says the U.S. hasn't been in a full-blown trade war since the 1930s. And deciding if we're in one now, it's a bit subjective. Yes, the U.S. has imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, and some of our trading partners have threatened to retaliate on July 1st. Separately, the Trump administration will impose tariffs on some imports from China starting July 6th, and likewise, the Chinese are threatening to levy their own tariffs the same day. Does that mean we're in a trade war now?
We are not in a state of war. But we are not in a state of peace.
Susan Aronson is a professor at George Washington University.
The United States has fired the first weapons in this dispute, and other countries are very, very upset by it.
Aronson says right now countries are just threatening to retaliate. They've announced tariffs, but those tariffs aren't yet in place. If those threatened tariffs become reality, that's what would tip this into a trade war. So right now we're on the brink, but not quite there yet.
When another country or countries start to retaliate, that's when the effects can spread throughout the economy and globally. So I'm very worried about this situation.
Doug Irwin is likewise concerned, but thinks we're a bit further from a war. He says in the context of all the goods traded around the world, the amount covered by these tariffs is still relatively small.
They'd call it trade spat, maybe, about certain products. Some people said it's a trade tiff or a trade tussle, but it's just confined to a few products at the moment.
So even if other countries put their own tariffs in place, as long as they respond proportionally and don't escalate, in his mind, it still won't rise to the level of a trade war.
It's not sort of this across-the-board severe reduction in world trade.
But if the Trump administration goes further and imposes tariffs on imported cars, something it's investigating but hasn't yet announced...
And then they extend it to other products, and it gradually creeps along to include many, many different imported commodities. And other countries continue to retaliate. I think that would constitute an escalation where the word trade war would be more appropriate.
For Irwin, there's this extra ingredient needed to make a trade war, scale. It's not just the back and forth between countries, it's the amount of trade affected. So while it might feel like we're in a trade war, most economists would say not yet. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.